I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we are very happy to welcome a new artist to our studio, Monica LaPlante, and her band out of the Twin Cities. Welcome, Monica.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. Oh, we got the reverb now while she's talking. There we go. So welcome. It's great to have you here. And you said you haven't been on the radio before, so right?
No. Welcome. This is my first in studio ever.
Welcome. Well, this is mine too. No, just kidding. So you are playing tonight and tomorrow night at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. The surrounding bands are different both nights, but you are the constant tonight and tomorrow at the Red Herring.
Yeah, we brought two other bands that are our friends just to come play out some nights, and then we've got two local Duluth bands opening up.
Okay, and just to let people know, tonight it's Starling of Athens, and then it is Murder Shoes, and
yeah.
Monica LaPlante playing, and it all starts at 10 o'clock. And then tomorrow night it is local band Space Carpet, another band from the Twin Cities, Brilliant Beast, and Monica again. Well, let's have you guys start with a song, and then we'll come back, and you can introduce the band, and we'll find out more about you. What do you want to start with here?
Yeah. So the first song we're going to play is called Can't Stop.
Monica LaPlante live from Studio A, and Can't Stop, name that one?
Can't Stop.
Can't Stop. You want to introduce your band? You got three guys here playing more than three instruments, I think.
Yeah, I got my three favorite dudes here. So Austin is over here on the drums. He nodded. He says hi. We got Dylan over here. Dylan's a man of many talents. Say something, Dylan.
I like Duluth.
Dylan is playing 3 to 4 keyboards and a guitar, and sometimes he sings backups when we have more space.
And Dylan, I would just like you to know that I posted a picture of your keyboards on Facebook, and one of a local musician was admiring your Korgs and saying it's nice to see that the young musicians are using the good old stuff.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice man.
Yeah, Dylan's a nerd. And then there's Rory over here on the bass.
Hey, guys.
And Rory, is your class listening? Maybe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, St. Anthony Village High School. Go Huskies.
Yo. Yeah.
His class?
Yeah, Rory's a teacher.
Oh,
he's an enlightener of minds.
Wow. And you were able, but you were able to sneak away today.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
Okay, all right.
Don't mention that.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. I'm glad you guys could make it. And here's a little bit of what I know about you, Monica. You're originally from Rochester, is that right?
I am from Rochester.
And now you're in the Twin Cities, so how did you get there from Rochester and end up there?
Oh, I went to school, college, just up there at McNally Smith.
Which is a well-known music college there. And what did you study while you were there?
I have a degree in guitar performance and composition.
Okay, wonderful.
So I spent some time there. And then I started as an intern to our manager, Noah's, the recording studio that he owned. And then all of a sudden, these guys showed up and we have a band. Long story short.
So obviously, you must have been into music for a long time if you decided to go to school there.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me when you first started getting into music and when did you pick up your first guitar?
Yeah, the awesome flame guitar. So it took me a really long time to convince my mom that I was actually going to, like, stick to something. So I was like, I want to play guitar. No, I really mean it this time. No, I won't drop this. So she's like, fine, you have to join junior high jazz band. So because she's making me join school jazz band, I decided to pick out the most obnoxious guitar I could find. And it is bright yellow with black flames. And the guy at Schmidt Music said that he thought it was something that Ozzy would play. And Ozzy doesn't even play guitar. I bought it. And I have it to this day. And it's an eyesore. Mm-hmm. But it's my eyesore.
Now, and you're a songwriter as well?
Yes.
Did you start writing on that guitar? Or was there another instrument in your background? Yeah?
I didn't really know what I was doing even going to school for guitar. I was like, well, still telling my mom I want to keep doing this. And I like the guitar and I like music. But I didn't even know how to write a song. I didn't write a song until college. But there was always just like little things in my head. And I was like, I could do this. I just need somebody to push me.
So do you remember the first song that you wrote that kind of, you felt like, hey, it's a song. It's really a song.
I do, and I still remember, like, the melody. And I don't... It sounds like a really bad, like, healthcare commercial. It's like, but I can be anybody. And I was like, that was my first song. It's called Anybody.
I like it.
Wrote it for Songwriting 1.
It sounds
decided very, it wasn't too bad.
It sounds very inspiring. Well, that's cool. So there's actually a class there, Songwriting 1.
Yeah, and songwriting everything.
And how do they approach teaching you? I'm curious about this. How do they approach teaching you this?
Well, their first class, you just kind of have to learn the rules, and you kind of learn, like, how people in the 60s, because, like, back then, like, they just, like, wrote songs like machines and gave them to, like, the Monkees or any of those Herman's Hermits, bands like that. And you just had to learn kind of the classical way. And then the farther you get, the more control that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, do this. We know you're breaking the rules, but you're doing it for art. Yeah.
So you start out by learning the rules, and then they say, go ahead and break them.
Yeah.
That seems like a reasonable process.
Yeah.
I like that.
There's some amount of breakage you can do. And then, but even now when I write a song, I'm just like, take that. I didn't go to a bridge. Yeah. Take that, school.
So, you're still a fairly young person, it seems.
Yeah.
So that this cannot have been too long ago that you were doing that.
I think I graduated in like 2012.
Okay. So when did you start this band? Or when did you start performing out in public? Not just in front of people at school or?
Probably my first public performance was my senior recital.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, these guys showed up. They weren't in the band.
But I
never really played on stage or anything like that. And that was maybe like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then these guys have just always been around.
And now, were they at school with you? Would you guys go to? Or
no, they went to our rival school, IPR. I think I shouldn't even say that. Yeah. Oh, God. No, they were just friends of our manager, Noah, and they were just always hanging around the studio. And Dylan even interned there, too, for a while. And
Assistant Zach.
Yeah, and then suddenly we're just like, hey, we all play these instruments. And then we found Austin in the studio, and he's like an old South Dakota pal of the studio, and just kind of gathered them together and said, let's play.
So it was really around that studio that you kind of started this band. That was the impetus for you. And now you were working there, and then Noah, who's sitting behind me here, kind of said, hey, I really like what you're doing.
Yeah.
And kind of got you into doing more of your stuff, right?
Yeah. He didn't even know I wrote songs when I started as his intern. And then he just kept hassling me to bring in some music that I claimed that I wrote. And I was like, oh, okay, here's a CD. Yeah. You can have this. And then he calls me up like an hour later and he's like, what the heck? you gotta be on this label. And it's just been slowly working from there.
And so far you've released one EP, is that right?
Yes. Okay. I released Jewer probably within like 5 months of me ever playing a show.
Mm-hmm. And you recorded it there in the studio? And okay. All right. Well, we're going to hear another song and then come back and find out if you're planning on doing more stuff in the near future.
There's many plots.
Yes, we'll find out.
Yes.
Next. On Live from Studio A. What song would you like to do next?
This song is going to be called From Your Shadow.
That's Monica LaPlante live from Studio A. And tell me about that song, Monica.
I guess I probably wrote it right after I saw Kate LeBon in the 7th Street Entry. She's kind of a Welsh. She's a Welsh singer with like this entire kick butt band. Sorry, I'm talking really slowly so I don't swear.
We appreciate that.
Kick butt. But she plays guitar like she's in television in the 70s, and she's awesome, and it just like it changed every way that I thought of playing guitar and writing music. And then one day I was just driving home, and I felt like I was really under pressure to write a new song, because every once in a while I just don't do anything for a couple of months, and then I'm like freaking out. And then I was just driving, and then all of a sudden, "No One Ever Loved You Like Her" kept repeating over and over and over and over in my head. And like sometimes, like if I'm just walking or I'm just like driving at that pace, that's how I find most of my choruses.
Mm-hmm. And how do you get them down when you're in the car and you're, you know, because it's so easy for those things to slip away, isn't it?
Got trusty Siri and voice memos on my iPhone.
Yeah, now see, people in the 60s did not have that. So an advantage that we have now. Think of all the great music that's been lost because people did not have that.
And for a while, sometimes I don't record them because I'm like, if they're really that good, I'm going to remember them later. Because I want all my songs to be memorable.
Okay. And so tell me about like when you guys first started getting together and you had some material, how did you approach like crafting what you guys, what you were going to be as a band? Did you just kind of bring stuff in? Everybody just started playing?
Well, Rory's got a pretty metal background. Would you like to share the name of some of your bands?
I guess most recently I played with Gorgatron.
Yeah.
Which is probably one
sick
of the cooler
name.
Metal band names.
Yeah. But Rory kind of has more of a metal background, so he kind of brought like an interesting vibe to the bass. And Austin's in more of like a punk rock scene. He was from a really cool band at the time that was pretty noisy and loud. So, I mean, my first album was like pretty beach pop, 60s girl group influence. So I knew like having those guys would just like bring some more edge. And then one day we were all out for my birthday, and Dylan was there, and we'd been talking about it for a while. And we all grabbed Dylan's hand and go, "Dylan, would you band with us?" And he said, "Yeah." And he's our icing on the cake. He just knows everything about any kind of sound that shows up on those keyboards, and he fills in everything. Say something, Dylan.
Yeah, that the night was
magical.
I was glowing. Yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better end of your birthday night.
Yeah, besides the Bloody Marys.
Well, and you you have quite the array of keyboards, as we were mentioning earlier. You have, like, how many of there? Three?
There's three here. Yeah,
three.
One's analog, one's analog emulation, and one's a toy SK-1.
Okay. So you've got, and then you got a guitar that you also play, so you've got a lot of tricks up your sleeve over there.
Yeah, it's fun. It's it seemed like the perfect band to start playing some of these instruments out, because I've accumulated a collection, but not always is there a proper application for them, and so this project is pretty sweet for that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. We're encouraging it's hoarding.
Yeah.
More hoarding.
So, you know, you did the one EP, and have you released anything else besides that?
No, but actually, so the band that we're playing with tonight, Murder Shoes, and we are planning on releasing a split that we're going to start recording next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that'll be super exciting, and we're all kind of working on jamming up some songs. And
how many songs are we talking?
Six each.
Oh, okay.
We'll probably record three in a day and just figure out the rest.
So do you have a lot to pick from for that?
There's a lot of them, but a lot of them are just kind of...
They need help?
They need help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there's some good solid ones on there that mm-hmm. we're excited about. And
So since you started working with the band, then do you bring, you know, kind of songs? Do you work on songs differently then? You know, instead of like you were doing it by yourself before, I assume.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I feel like I will track demos at my house by myself and I'll be like, oh, Rory should have a cool line here. Or like, I don't want Austin to just have to play the same loop all the time. He should do some cool fills here. And, you know, I make sure I got enough keyboards for Dylan. And, you know, I think about the ranges for backing vocals and what'll sound cool and what'll sound good on a track and what'll sound good live. And it's a lot more thinking, but it's almost more creatively stimulating to be boxed in like that. You have to be more creative.
Mm-hmm.
To figure out what you're going to say.
So tell me about getting, you know, into the Minneapolis music scene and what you've done around there and what that's been like for you.
It's always kind of a struggle, you know, because a lot of it sometimes is like, oh, who you know or whose friends are going to come to this show and, you know, who works where and kind of... Rory and Dylan both work at First Avenue, so it's really cool to kind of like...
Yeah, we played the employee party part of, what is it, January? And that was a blast.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Because we had all of our coworkers out and just a lot of support, a lot of fun, familiar faces. So 7th Street Entry is pretty fun.
That's one of my favorite places to play.
So that kind of helps to have that little connection there.
Yeah. Or just kind of like knowing more people as a band.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah.
Now we all have like a group of friends and
it's
slowly
really
about meeting
social,
people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and leaving your house.
Well, and it sounds like you like to go to shows, so that's probably a fun place to you know, run into people that might have similar musical taste to you.
I've met a lot of people that like the same stuff as me and hang out and jam and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you do shows around there, and have you branched out? Have you been back home to Rochester to do any shows? Or
there's not a lot to do in Rochester musically.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I think I played something once in Pine Island, but it was just a solo thing in like a theater, and I don't know. We played the Milo Music Festival in Wisconsin last summer. That was fun. They paid for a hotel and gave us a lot of free food and drinks. Yeah, we didn't leave there feeling good, but it was a fun time.
Well, let's hear another tune. What do you guys want to finish up with here?
This last one is called Hope You're Alone.
She's the flavor of the night, her legging a statue across the floor. To make a move, you let your body trace her grooves. I'm just a rider, lanky, flounder, I'm ducking out. I gotta leave, I smear my lipstick on your sleeve. I should never feel the way. Take another drink, won't play it cool to pass forget that I'm alive. Yeah, it makes me sick to watch you play every trick. You look at me to step aside like I'm the ugly, so you hide. Every word I say makes me a keep on scratching that insecure.
Monica LaPlante live from Studio A. And another tune. Has that one been recorded somewhere?
Yes. Yep. It's not released yet.
Okay.
But it's ready. It's sitting out there waiting to be released.
Is it?
Tubes.
Maybe on that split thing that you're doing or somewhere else?
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Mayhaps. Yes, but we do have our SoundCloud with Can't Stop on it.
Oh, and yeah, I was going to ask you, where can people find you on the web?
We've got a Facebook, a Bandcamp, and a SoundCloud, all under Monica LaPlante.
And it's LaPlante.
Yes.
So I was thinking, you know, do the guys in the band, do you share them with other bands? Do they have their own stuff going on? Or
yeah, Dylan just got off a tour with Communist Daughter.
Yeah, we did some recording out in Bloomington, Indiana at a fun studio with a bunch of cats.
Lil Bub's place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Austin is around in the scene, starting up some bands. Rory does what Rory does.
What's the band you play with? Friends of Cesar Romero?
Oh, yeah, Friends of Cesar Romero.
Yeah.
Is one of other Austin bands.
Rory's got a goblin metal band.
Yeah, Rory's goblin metal band.
Laser Snake.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's fun.
Yeah. Good times.
But they find time to do this project, so that's great.
Yeah. We've got our Wednesday nights reserved.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, guys. It's really been fun to meet you and check out your stuff. And again, it's Monica LaPlante and her band, and they are playing tonight and tomorrow night at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. And the show starts at 10 o'clock each night, and three bands each night. And they will be, you guys are you headlining each night?
Yeah, we're headlining.
All right, so there you go.
Come out.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that was fun.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Tight little spot in here.
Yeah.
We're cozy.
Made it work. You guys got a lot of stuff for a four-piece. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, and Chris Harwood, along with help from Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.